There is nothing quite like a tall stack of pancakes smothered in maple syrup, and if that image is making your mouth water, you're in luck. The Fenner Nature Center's annual Maple Syrup Festival is this Saturday, March 19th. Current state's April Van Buren got a sneak peek yesterday. April, did you make your own bottle of maple syrup?
Unfortunately, it does take a little bit longer than 2 hours to turn sap into syrup, but I did get to see some of the process, and I got to taste some of the fruits of other people's labor, which is really the best situation anyways.
Nice.
And I actually got really lucky because it was the perfect temperature, just around 50 degrees, for getting the sap running. And while I was there, I talked to Fenner's executive director, Liz Roxbury, about what they have lined up for this Saturday's Maple Syrup Festival. But before we get to that, here's a lesson in maple tree tapping from Fenner naturalist Laura Roxbury. Rogers.
The first step on your way to a bottle of maple syrup is, well, finding a maple tree.
Does anyone know what a maple tree looks like?
Like a tree.
It looks like a tree. That's good. That's a very good start. So it does not look like an elephant or a bowling ball. It looks like a tree. A lot of people will say, well, yeah, maple trees have these leaves that look like the Canadian flag, you know, the little maple leaves.
Yeah.
So all we have to do is
We are the leaves.
Not so much.
Yeah. So it's a little challenging this time of year.
Step two, figure out how old the tree is.
The bark doesn't look dark gray and furrowed up and down because this is a young tree. This is a very young tree. And a lot like people, a young tree's outer bark or skin is much smoother when they're young. Once they get older, it gets a little gray and wrinkled. Yes, it's true. That's okay. This is indeed a maple. Would we actually tap this maple tree and try to get syrup or try to get sap from this? I would say we would want to come back in a few years, like maybe 30 or 40 years, until it's a little older.
Step three, gather up your gear.
At first, when people started collecting sap, they would just make a cut in the tree and collect the sap that way. Then, when the pioneers came along, they thought, well, let's make a little hole in the tree. And they would use branches, like this one, and there's actually a little hole in there. And they'd make a hole and they would actually gently hammer the branch in there, and then the sap would drip out into a bucket. So at first, they were branches, and then different types of aluminum and metals were used. And then now, if you go to a commercial sugar bush supply company, they'll have plastic tubing and all sorts of technical ways to just deliver the sap literally from the tree with tubing into the evaporator room.
Step four, drill a hole.
So a few of the little pieces of bark that are coming out, see how it's kind of orangish right there coming out? So that's the inner bark. And pretty soon, that's going to turn to white. So that inner bark is not that thick. Pretty soon, it's turning to white, yeah. So that already, we're in the sapwood.
And tap in your spout.
You don't want to put it in too terribly far.
Step five, let your bucket fill up drip by drip.
Oh, there it comes. And what if you don't have these buckets? Well, a lot of people just use the gallon milk jugs.
After I learned how to collect the sap, Fenner's executive director, Liz Roxbury, took me to see where the real maple magic happens.
So the room that we are in is the original ranger shed for the park. So the building itself hasn't been used in about 40 years. So it was used traditionally as storage, but through a unique partnership with Michigan State University and the American Indian Studies Program, we've been able to convert this to a small evaporation house here that you see today.
When I think of maple syrup, obviously the first thing that comes to mind is Vermont or maybe Canada, but does Michigan have a maple syrup industry, a significant one?
We actually do. Here in Michigan, it's considered an agriculture. There certainly is room for growth in the industry, but it is something that is done quite a bit here in Michigan. And we're seeing more and more of it, not only on a commercial scale, but also on a small urban scale as well.
And can you tell me a little bit about the history of maple syrup? who were the first people to kind of utilize this in Michigan?
Truthfully, it was Native Americans. You know, they had been undergoing some of these same processes long, long before pioneers ever settled in the region. And so we see it dating back with the Ojibwe culture quite a bit. And that's part of, again, of bringing in this ecological relationship with that community to kind of bring some of that stuff back to light, that's really where it started here in Michigan.
So you have the sap, which is mostly water. What's the process of turning it into syrup?
Yeah, for us, we do start with that raw sap process, and we do what's called first phase filtering. So we bring it in, we run it through a first phase filter, and it goes into a warming pan that you see at the top of the evaporator. That slowly drips down into this big kind of winding evaporation pan, and it pulls that water out of that sap. As that goes through the process, of course, you're decreasing the water content and allowing that sucrose content to increase, which creates that really nice sweet flavor. This late in the season, we have to boil it a lot longer, so you'll hear a lot about grades of maple syrup. Early in the season, there's a lot of sugar in the sap that we pull off, so you don't have to boil it nearly as long as you do this time of year. So the syrup that will actually pull off of the pull valve there, once the process is complete, will be pretty dark at this point because a lot of that sucrose will have caramelized. So once we pull it off, it goes through a second stage filter. A lot of times it, you know, goes through a couple of other processes, but we just second stage filter it, reheat it, and bottle it.
And as you mentioned, there's a lot of water in the sap that you get. So about how much sap does it take to make, say, like a gallon of maple syrup?
Yeah, early in the season, you can, with our trees, get about a 40-to-1 ratio. So 40 gallons of raw sap will produce 1 gallon of syrup. At this point, we are running about 62 gallons to one. So it takes quite a bit of raw sap to be able to make that 1 gallon that everybody enjoys.
That makes it very expensive at the grocery store.
It sure does. And so, you know, and a lot of people know when they taste it, it's a lot sweeter than what they buy in the grocery store. And though both are made from simple sugars, one is like a high fructose corn syrup, which is the imitation type syrups. The sucrose that is in this, to our taste buds, tastes a lot sweeter. And so, you know, some people really like it because of that quality.
And can you tell me a little bit about some of the things you'll have coming up for the Maple Syrup Festival this Saturday?
When you enter into the park, our Flapjacks for Fenner tent will be on the left-hand side. That's a fundraiser for the organization. But for $8, it's all-you-can-eat delicious pancakes provided by Chris Cakes, who are the Guinness World record holders for flapjack flipping. And so there's a lot of shenanigans that kind of happen out in that tent. Out here in the Sugar Bush, we'll have children's yoke lift, where they'll be able to try their hand at the old pioneer yokes and lift how much maple sap they can carry in their buckets. We're also in the middle of redoing our American Indian sugar log, and so we'll have some folks from the community that will be out here with ads, kind of carving that out, so you'll be able to watch those demos, and then certainly come here and watch the evaporation process with the modern day evaporator.
Before I left Finner, there was one more place I had to check out. Liz and I walked into the basement of the Nature Center, where there were dozens of bags of cotton candy heaped onto a table. And not just any cotton candy. This was maple cotton candy.
So what we'll do is just kind of wait. You can already see some of those threads are starting to form.
It looks like a spider web.
Yeah, it does. And we'll give it just kind of a minute to catch up, and then everything goes pretty quick.
Liz says this stuff sells like hotcakes every year at the festival.
We have quite a line, so get here early if you want to get in the maple cotton candy line because it is very, very popular. And you'll see why in just a minute.
For Current State, this is April Van Buren.